I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the latest Democratic candidate for president to rally here in Georgia. As GPB's Ross Jimerson reports, there was a large turnout to see Sanders in Augusta.
During an hour-long speech in downtown Augusta, Sanders spoke about national concerns, including Wall Street corruption, income inequality, climate change, and the economic struggles of the middle class.
For the first time in modern American history, the younger generation will have a lower standard of living than your parents.
He went on to address local issues such as voter suppression and Georgia's new anti-abortion laws. Instead of aiming his sights at his 22 Democratic competitors, Sanders criticized Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and remained focused on removing President Donald Trump from office.
We are going to stand together and we're going to defeat Donald Trump's divisiveness.
Ahmad Gharavi from Monroe, Georgia, drove 2 hours with his wife for the rally.
He hit all the points. I mean, it's like everything resonated with me, with my wife, with the crowd around us. It was awesome.
Sanders is one of several Democratic candidates to visit Georgia, including Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and Elizabeth Warren. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Augusta.
Graduating seniors at Morehouse College received a surprise gift from one of their commencement speakers over the weekend. Billionaire tech investor Robert Smith surprised 400 students and their families when he announced he would pay off the student loans for the entire class of 2019.
On behalf of the 8 generations of my family who have been in this country, my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Before the commencement, the college announced that Smith had donated $1.5 million to fund new scholarship programs and for outdoor improvements to the Atlanta campus. Last year, Smith, a graduate of Cornell University and Columbia Business School, gave a $1 million gift to Morehouse and received the top philanthropy award from the school. Smith challenged the new graduates to, quote, pay it forward. Well, giving kids enough to eat is a problem in the majority of Georgia schools.
We have a lot of students who the only times that they really get a full, solid meal is here at school.
Tomorrow, in the first story in Full Plate, our 6-part series on food access in Georgia, hear how one program is working to make sure hungry students have food on the weekend when they're out of school. And just months after losing a runoff for lieutenant governor, former state senator and executive director of the state Republican Party, David Schaefer, has been elected chairman of the Georgia GOP. The AJC reports that he wants to revive more confrontational tactics in an effort to win more suburban Atlanta elections. And Hitachi Automotive Systems Americas says it plans to add 100 jobs at its operation in Walton County, east of Atlanta, as part of a $100 million expansion. The company makes engine powertrain systems and other high-tech components for vehicles produced by Ford, General Motors, Nissan, Subaru, and Honda. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Milwaukee Brewers in extra innings yesterday, 3-2. Atlanta still sits at second place in the division behind the Phillies. The Braves will start a road series against the San Francisco Giants tonight. First pitch is at 9:45. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.